leave with me. We've got one left by Councillor Medland.
He's not in the meeting, I think, Jen. He's not. He's wrong, but he's a good leader.
Is anybody else who would like to move this by Councillor Medland on his behalf? Councillor Andre?
Yes, Chair, I would like to move this motion on behalf of Councillor Medland. Look for a second, then, thank you.
I'll second it.
Could we?
Stop second, please.
I'll second it.
Could I just say, I need to override this one, thank you.
Stop, take some advice.
Just take some advice.
He's going to regain his connection to put his motion, he's the one that's taped this. It's not been for others to do that.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's only Councillor Medland that can do the motion himself, and not others. In this case.
Is he there, trying to get?
Councillor Medland, are you there?
Have you tried calling him back in, Simon?
Councillor Medland, lost connection. We can't take the motion if Councillor Medland can't deliver it. Thank you very much. Shall I, to read this one?
Anyone on here now, I'll just reconnect with that.
Thank you. You need to deliver your motion personally, Councillor Medland. Would you like to do that? We've got 5 minutes in total.
Sorry?
We've got 5 minutes left.
Councillor Perks wrote me saying he's been trying to connect since 4:45, but that was included as an apology. I don't know how I'm going to, we didn't lose in 5 minutes. Question concerns the process of the public consultation for the oil exploration application. I think it's a potential liability which is that taken against the other white capital for its failure to comply with the relevant legislation. Secondary legislation was made on which this consultation is being conducted, includes the additional paragraph 1F. So, quotations, A, persons who are likely to have an interest in the application must include the persons who live or work in or otherwise have a direct connection with the area and the proposed works are located, and the reasonable steps that are taken by the local authority. One may include use of social media and communication by electronic means, and two, must be proportionate to the scale and impact of the proposed work. Now, Stuart pointed out that technically we have carried out a minimum requirement. My point is whether it can be defended in any way proportional given the scale of importance of that text lasting past centuries. In my opinion, applications of the White County Council reject the proposal for a nuclear power station at Newtown Creek in 1958. In 2016, this council agreed the planning process for applications under the oil drilling licences granted in 2015 should include 10 key policies of the island plan. None of these are given as options in the planning portal. That planning portal has multiple problems, but we've discussed that internally. This is therefore a critically important application, yet the Otherwhite Council has chosen to go ahead with it. Traditional legal means of public consultation and basic rights are in emergency suspension. As pointed out elsewhere in tonight's papers, the Otherwhite Council has a highly competent communications team who are able to use a potential barrage of social media messaging. Yet our comms team have been silent on this consultation. Normally, Otherwhite Council's public consultations are well advertised on the homepage of our website, but this time there is nothing. In total, our publicity consisted of two A4 notices near the site. One is in a field some way from a public footpath, and the other on the main road, more usefully, and told to blew away after a couple of days. The only other notice was a small classified advert in the Otherwhite County Press. Furthermore, until I managed to get it updated on July 10th, the highlighted text box on the public page denied the possible existence of any new public consultation, which would be out of date information. Therefore, the Otherwite County has not only failed to act in a manner which is proportionate, for most of the application period, our website denied that the consultation was taking place at all. This contradiction, I believe, undermines a minimal statutory legal obligation. There has been misinformation on dates, which caused the consultation to be extended for 7 weeks. Considering this multiple failure and the legal exposure it potentially creates, I believe it's in the best interest of this council to halt the current consultation, and then relaunch it using the formal, the normal public consultation method at a time in which you comply with binding legislation to ensure a full, open and democratic process. And in particular, because there was no particular rush for this, and it was taking years and years for the application to come forward, why can't we leave it for a matter of a few weeks until the emergency legislation has been relaxed and we can go back to having normal planning procedures? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Midland. Can I just say, this is a very technical motion, very technical. And I think the planning committee has had up-to-date training yesterday morning on this particular subject as well. And I think, I'll read this to you, according to the Constitution, any motion subject to a matter of which comes within the province of the Cabinet or any other committee, panel or board, may, after it's been moved in and on the decision of the chairman. Therefore, I will refer this, without discussion, to the relevant planning committee to discuss. And that's fine. Thank you. Thank you very much. We move on to number 10. Questions for the leader?